Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Another blessed day in Christ Jesus. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. Thank God for all you that are listening to the broadcast. And once again, doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at, doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. Those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us. The email address is godswordtoman@gmail.com. G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, @gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So for those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, hey, you know it is Saturday. You know that means heart to heart with Brother Lee and Handmaidens, and I will be joining them this day. And thank God for the Word of God today. That is going forth in Jesus' name. Amen. And as we await for my brother to come on, once again, I want to take this opportunity and time thank the Lord for all of you that have been listening to us over these past 3 years. Lord, say the same. This coming December will make 4 years. Thank God for that. And may the Lord continue to bless you, your families, and your loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen. Because he is worthy to be praised, and to be glorified. Amen. Our God is worthy to be praised and to be glorified. I want to say unto those of you again that's listening, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in your God who is faithful to his word. Give him glory and honor and praise. Thank him for answering your petition. Amen. I want to reiterate this again. I know some of you have been facing some trials, some tests, some situations, some losses, some things that have stirred up. You have prayed about it, and it seemed like it's no change. Well, if you are in right standing with God, then, hey, give him glory and thank him for answering your prayer. Thank him for being faithful. Oh, I didn't say look to see if things going to change before you do it. I said thank him right now. Being the true and faithful God that he is. Amen. I think that many times we fail to understand what faith is really dealing with. I know that some of us don't understand the type of faith that God is talking about in his word. That's why we thank God for revelation, teaching, the word of God, because it is needed this day. Amen. So rejoice in the Lord your God for answering your prayers, your petition. And we know that according to his word, that there is a season that God manifests his promise. Amen. But remember this, once you have prayed it in faith, according in line to the will of God, it is yours right then. Amen. It's yours. Hallelujah. That comes in the package of the inheritance when you receive Christ as Lord. So I'm going to get ready to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
Shalom, shalom, Yeshua Mashiach, yes, Lord. A wonderful day, a blessed day, and a grand opportunity. And we exalt the Lord Jesus and his death, suffering, and resurrection, victory, and knowledge of the Holy Spirit, and the gospel of Christ, the everlasting gospel, and to the saints in all parts of the earth, and to those that are looking and searching, and to all nations. We greet you in that awesome and wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God. Thank God. Well, I'm in the Windy City, and you in the, what do you call, Mississippi?
The Human City, brother. The Human City.
Oh, okay. Praise the Lord for Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We honor you and we exalt you for every good and perfect gift. We honor you for life today, for hope, and for the promise of eternal life in that new city. Thank you, Jesus, for preserving us, and most of all, starting us with a brand new day that we can share with people the hope, the eternal hope that's in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise you for our daily bread, our substance, our right mind, and for extending our days in our life that we may glorify and magnify your death, suffering, and resurrection. Okay. This is Handmaidens, and to all the women of God, mothers and wives and ambassadors and missionaries of all sorts that's going out to help people. So it's a good day. So I invite all the missionaries, the women, everywhere in all parts of the world, our prayers and our faith is for you and for all of that you're enduring and suffering, that Jesus Christ, the light of the world, can make a better way, a better life, and hope for you. Thank you to every part, to every nation under this hemisphere. And I was just thinking, brother, what kind of weather are you having today?
Well, last time I checked about maybe a couple hours ago, we was at 93 degrees, humid. It's humid, not like it was about 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, it was extremely humid. I mean, it was humid. Let me put it to you this way. If, you know, you need to have a good amount of water in you, well, one thing I tell you about Mississippi, if you don't have the right amount of water in you, the humidity in Mississippi will let you know.
Oh, okay. Well, what's going to happen when the rivers dry up?
once again, especially if you don't have enough water in you.
Who is that? Hello?
God bless. I'm here.
Oh, okay. So I'm just wondering what y'all are going to do when the rivers run dry and the Mississippi start running backwards, and there is going to be a drought and river shortage of water. I just wondering what y'all gonna do.
Well, I know what the true believers and the true saints, and I know what all they're gonna do. As far as everyone, well, you know, brother, one thing about Mississippi. For example, if you talk about a big storm or especially a snowstorm hitting, you can cause major panic. I mean, I know y'all up north, you know, you hear the weatherman say that, y'all say, oh, okay. But here in Mississippi, that's not good words. You get people panicking, stirred up, you name it. And so.
You might say it's going to take a storm to bring in true brotherhood and needing one another and helping one another. It's going to take all that to get you together, be helping one another and crying out. I just wonder, you got to use all these storms just to break y'all down so y'all can get to see the need of importance from each person and loving the next neighbor as themselves and helping one another. You mean we got to take storms to do all that?
Sad to say, huh?
Well, I guess we're going to have a lot more storms to get us, sweep us together. I guess God's going to have to blow on the earth and blow and blow. Do you know that us Americans are not fully aware that a 1/4 of the earth is under a drought and famine? That means how many million people are suffering water shortages, no rain, and no crops, and we're over here throwing food in the garbage. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Right. Don't forget the other thing, brother, making
what?
our straight all fat.
Okay. All right, can't forget that. I don't know how we treat the blessings of God. The goodness of Jesus. We just throw so much stuff away and trample on it and treat it lightly. And we eat half of the stuff and throw it away. And a lot of times our kids say, oh, I don't like that. Throw it in the garbage can. I think a few years from now, we're going to go back and try to look in that garbage can to get it, brother. It's going to be gone, but we're going to wish.
Yeah, it's going to be gone, okay? Bro. You know why it's going to be gone? Because that dog in your neighborhood is going to be licking his chops.
Oh, okay.
That's why it's going to be gone.
Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. I was thinking something before we get into now to him that is able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think, according to the power of God that worketh in us through Jesus Christ. And the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, and who has given us an exceeding riches of his grace and enlightened us that we may be jointly fitted together, think in his body, that we may know the great inheritance that we have, not only now, but in that which is to come. Now, I was thinking, brother, a few minutes before I came on the broadcast, it hit me about honor, H-O-N-O-R, honor.
Right.
The word honor. And it brought to my mind, it had come to me again about something that's said in the scriptures. And in the civilization of understanding how we are to operate on the earth, he gave a law, said, honor your mother and your father. First he said, honor the Lord thy God, and love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, of course. And then your neighbor. Then he said, honor your mother and father. Now, I was thinking something that we overlook. We overlook. In the moment, a few minutes before I came on, I want to mention this. The scripture talks about giving honor to whom honor is due. Jesus said, you know, render that to Caesar, to Caesar. He said, honor that. And he talks about honor, giving honor to whom is due honor. And one thing that hit me also was that in James, he said, every good and perfect gift cometh from above, from the Father. Okay? So, and another thing hit me also. It says about giving honor or recognition to those that it do, and that the Lord said in the book of Romans that he called whom he will, and he chooses whom he will, and he doesn't ask anyone to approve it. Now,
amen.
I was thinking how we overlook to give honor to the people who've been raised up to fight for our social and racial freedom, our institution, freedom and equality. You know, all the time we as spiritual people, we overlook that we have the right to meet together with these freedoms that we have and worship the Lord. We just take that for granted, right? You know, oh, I got the ready to meet together in Jesus. Did you know people had to fight for these freedoms? I mean, a lot of times we overlook that there were people who had to fight for all our social, religious, institutional, racial justice, freedom. They had to be fought for. They had to be fought and won. And I was just thinking about that. We overlook it to give honor to these people. And the Lord said, you know, Pastor Mike, I said, give honor. These freedoms that we enjoy on this earth, we just, we just go on and say, well, you know, there were people, individuals that were raised up for our social freedom, political freedom, our government, our racial freedom, our housing freedom. In Mississippi, you know, in all of these states, these freedoms that we have now, as black people, they wouldn't just always been there. They didn't know what was there, was it?
Amen. Amen.
Somebody fought for them, right?
Right.
Someone had to die for them. Someone
Amen.
Had to go to jail. Some people, and so I want to honor all those freedom who fought for justice, equality, voting freedom. You know, I just thinking about it since I was born in the South, and we just, for right now, 2020, we just take for granted that all these voting rights, that they would just always been there and they just gave it to no. Do you know people, just to vote, black people had to fight and die just to vote. These freedom, and I want to honor all these people who were raised up, for every good and perfect gift comes from the Father, and God put in the hearts of these people to fight for justice. The Bible talks a lot about justice, and we think it's just one side of justice. But, brother, you live in a world or in a community where there's no justice, you're going to have a hard time, bro. And I done lived in the deep South. And when you didn't have the right to do the all that said blue blah. And when the freedom came, oh, my God, I can do this. I can have the freedom to live here, to buy here, to work here, to vote here. We have overlooked these freedom fighters, and I give honor to them today, who lay down their lives. Freedom to have a just trial, a righteous trial, instead of just throw you in jail and say you're going there and be there forever. You know, they could throw people in jail in Mississippi and did it for years and just have no just free recourse. You know that? We take these things for granted. We take these things. I was just thinking about a few minutes. I want to give honor to all those people, freedom fighters for justice, equality, political, social freedom. So I just want to thank God for the gift of these people. And I was just thinking how we overlook these things.
Amen.
We just count them as nothing. But when you lose all these freedom, I bet you, when you start losing these freedom, you recognize how important they are. When you lose a lot of stuff, oh, goodness gracious, I didn't know how that important was. Say you lose the freedom to gather and to worship the Lord and learn of the Lord. Or just go into a place and lose that freedom, and it's taken from you. There are some countries, they do not have the freedom to gather together in the name of the Lord. We take it for granted in America. We all take it for granted, right?
Amen.
In China and Syria and Russia, you meet together in a religious or a social political, you can die, brother. You can go to jail and meet. You're not allowed. So I'm going to rejoice at the men and women who fought for our freedom, social freedom, racial, political, religious, judicial freedom. Thank God for those men and women. And I go all the way back to Sojourner Truth, Phyllis Wheatley, fought for freedom out of slavery. My God, I thank those people who had a mind to seek freedom and justice. Mandela, still Steve Biko back in Africa. Oh, God, and for the great ones all in this country. You know, Malcolm X fought for freedom. He wanted freedom. He rose up with a desire to receive equality and freedom. The Black Panthers even fought for freedom and liberty. I know we don't understand how God uses certain people. We don't understand. We don't understand how he uses Mr. Trump, and he's an unredeemed vessel. We just don't understand. God can do what he wants to bring freedom and justice. He uses the death of Emmett Till to make a 20-point in America to bring social freedom to black people. He uses the freedom riders who marched to Mississippi and was beat, whooped, and in order to bring freedom, right to vote, to equality, to Dr. King, and all the people, Reverend Doc Lee had to die in Mississippi so we have a right to vote. The three boys, Goodman, had to be burned, who was killed, who was trying to help us, the black people have the right to vote. So I'm giving honor, Malcolm, Dr. King, Mandela, Biko, so many of them, the Freedom Riders, even the Black Panthers, Malcolm X. I thank God for all these Freedom Riders. And I'm giving special honor to them. The right to vote, the right to have to live here. Oh, I'm so grateful, Lord, that you raised these people up to fight for the freedom. With the courage, even now, Father, Plager, a Catholic priest, and you said, well, can God use a Catholic priest to fight for justice, freedom, our social rights? Yes, he can, and he does. That's one thing I like about Jesus. He don't have to ask. He don't ask our approval, brother. I like that. I really.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I just love it. So I am so grateful for these freedom, justice people who stood up and fought just for me to vote. Just for me to vote. Thank God. You know, in certain parts of America, they could hang you, torture you, burn you alive, drag you in a truck, brother, and it would be nothing. Nothing done about it. Do you understand they can't get away with that now? Because their people fought for judicial justice and for laws. But they can't rob you in your home unless Emmett Till just drag you and nothing be done about it. God, I thank you for those people that fought and died for equality of justice and truth. Thank you, Jesus. So that, I thought I'd get that in, brother. I got to get that in. All the way up to this present day, people fighting for justice and social, political freedom, God uses them to do good works. Of course, I think the spiritual people think they're the only one that God uses. I think that we have the idea that there's no other people that's used to fight for freedom. I think the spiritual people think that they're the only one. But I'm sorry to say they're mistaken. He got people in the state house, the government house, in the business world fighting for freedom and liberty for all people. The NAACP, the CORE, SNCC, the Black Panthers, Malcolm X, to fight for certain freedoms that we don't enjoy, equality. So I thank God. Mecca Evers had to die in Mississippi, standing up for our right, had to die, had to be killed. Thank God for Thurgood Marshall, and Reverend Lee in Mississippi, and this woman minister, black woman who was out there trying to get the black right to vote, and they killed her. She died fighting for justice and freedom of a people. Blessed be Yahweh. Hallelujah. So I'm just giving honor. I know a lot of people don't understand a lot of things to working. Of justice and freedom in the area. I know they think the only thing that God is concerned about only is the preaching of the gospel, but the gospel concern is about justice and mercy and truth, hallelujah, and the love of God, and it spills over into the social area that we live in this life on this earth. So I just want to honor all the freedom riders, the freedom fighters. Do you know, I'm going to say this, then we'll get on. Do you hear me, brother?
Yeah, I hear you.
Hello. I want to say this. I was thinking about this a few minutes ago. I said, do you know the turning point in America about social and political freedom and racial freedom made a turning point when Emmett Till was killed? Now, I could talk a lot about this, why the Lord permitted this or allowed this to happen. Because a lot of people don't really understand how God works in the area of social justice and freedom and liberty to people. A lot of people, they only look at what we call the spiritual side. That's the only side they mostly look at. But the Lord is a just God. We forget God. That means in every area, a just God, a God of justice and truth and righteousness and equality and love for all men. And he made a law that said, love your neighbor as yourself. Do you know how far that carries in the political area?
Amen.
in the racial area,
amen,
in the business area, in the home area. When he said love your neighbor as yourself, that carries over all the way in every area, your job area, your government where you live, justice and equality for all. Love your neighbor as yourself. Now, I was just thinking, you know, the mother of Emmett Till was a saved, sanctified member of the Church of God in Christ. And she prayed for over 25 years, why did my son have to die? She asked the Lord, why, Emmett Till, why was my son chosen and not all the other different people? Why had to be my son? I think she prayed over 25 or 30 years before she got an answer from God. Hallelujah. Over 30 years, Jesus did not answer her until one day he stepped beside her bed and told her why her son, Emmett Till, was chosen to die. Hallelujah. And then she was at peace, and the Lord Jesus told her why Emmett's son, her son, was chosen in order to bring about a change, a social change in America. Now, his funeral was held in the Church of God in Christ on 40th State at Robert Temple Church in Christ, officially by Bishop Ford, the Church of God in Christ. That's where her mother, her membership was. So the funeral was, Emmett Till's death was seen around the world and people from our nation. But now, Dr. King, his last address, where was it given? In Memphis, in the Church of God in Christ. That was his last address before he was shot. Now, that's kind of ironic. I just thought out, I just think about that a few minutes ago. And I want to know that God is concerned about your social justice, your justice from the court system, your justice in education, your justice on your job, your fairness, your love for your neighbor as yourself. He raised up people and put them on your job to fight for your job rights. If you didn't have no union rights on these jobs, brother, you know they'll treat you any kind of way?
Oh, yeah. But you know down here, down south, brother, that's not popular.
No. It ain't popular nowhere. Do you know there was a time on the jobs in the 20s that they had no union, that the employee could do anything they wanted to you?
Right.
Pay you anything what you want, cheat you, there was nothing you could do about it. Segregate you, underpay. The blacks would get one pay, the whites would get another pay. You understand that? That's not just. God don't like injustice, unrighteousness.
Right.
So the Lord raised up people to defend your union's rights to treat you equally. See, in every area of the life, it's important about justice and equality, loving your neighbor as yourself. And so I thank God for all these people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, God looking out for raising up all these different areas to fight for justice, peace, and equality, loving your neighbor, treating them just as you want to be treated. And I just think I want to honor all these men, all these different groups that are fighting for justice, freedom, equality for all people. Thank God. Thank God for the NAACP. Thank for Thurgood Marshall, the former United States Supreme Court, the first black one. He fought for civil rights freedom in the courts, and he won. Oh, thank God for that man, that God raised him up. I'm so grateful. All right, now, let's get back for somebody started throwing 2D bricks at me. And, amen. I don't want no bricks to come through my window no more. Just bricks, you know.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'll tell you what, brother. Some things that we're going to be working on soon. You might want to buy you some gear. Okay, so.
Okay. Well,
I'm just giving that out to you right now.
Okay, I'm going to ask the Lord to put I'm a rays of angels round about me. I think they can. They can more protection.
Better.
That's much better. He said that, you know, the angels of the Lord encamp round them that fear the Lord, and it says to deliver them. Psalms 103, 104, the angels of God are camped round about us to defend and to deliver us. I glory. The Bible said we have more for us than they that be against us. I glory in that. When Jesus said, you got more for you than the devil that's against you. our army is more mighty and by stronger. The army we got around us and the blood of Jesus over us and the blood of Jesus around us and the word of God as fire circling us. My God, brother, we ought to be shouting. Why should we fear? Hallelujah. We got to be in the walking in fear. We don't know what we got working for us. We don't know who we got who working for us. Do we believe it? Then we call it to question and say, let it come, Lord Jesus. Our awning, you know what made me think about? I was thinking about when I was in college, we had to read, make a book report. I was in social history, social works, and I had to write a book report on a book that you read, and I pick up the book of the biography of Malcolm X, and I read the book. I hadn't read it, and Malcolm was doing revolutionary works to overthrow, to fight against a lot of injustice for black people. We may not agree, human beings may not agree the methods that they use, but that ain't up to you to agree the methods. You may disagree, just like I disagree greatly with the methods of Donald Trump. I disagree the methods, the means, and the tools he used. But I ain't going to do nothing with that. That between him and God. God uses him to do certain things. I don't like the way he do it and the methods he do them. Okay, now, hallelujah. Listen, somebody has to die in order for freedom to come. There's nowhere in the history of the world that people don't have to die in order to bring poverty change. If you look in the history of the world, there always has to be lives laid down to bring freedom, liberty, or change, or social justice, political freedom, or liberty. Someone has to die. Many people have to die. When Jesus brought freedom and redemption, deliverance for eternity for us, somebody had to die. Jesus died and bought and paid for it. Am I right about it?
Amen, you're right.
Blood has to be spilled, whether it's social, whether it's political, government, or just for you to ride on a certain bus, somebody to gain that freedom, to get a better job, to go to a better school, or having voting rights, somebody has to suffer and die, pay for that freedom. The world don't give you nothing, brother. They don't give you nothing. Because this is a wicked, ungodly world. They don't just give it to you. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. That somebody had to stand up and fight and lay down their life to get it.
Amen.
Oh, yes, it is. Thank you, Jesus. I could tell you stories when I was in the military, brother, but I ain't going to get negative on you. Today, I'm not going to get negative. I can tell you how certain people were treated in the military when I was in there, but I'm not going to get negative. I'm just going to stay on the positive today. Now, thank God for another great day. We honor the ministers. One day we're going to honor the spiritual side of the ministers. We'll talk about the spiritual side and honor the great men and women of God who are working the spiritual side of the work of God. But honor is due to all. Every good person that's working good. Even Angela Davis, back in the days of Black Panther, they was fighting for the freedom of the children, the rights of the children, feeding the children, helping the children education. I know, but they were fighting for freedom and justice. The people, freedom riders, were marching in Mississippi. What were they marching for? They weren't marching in behalf of getting them more drugs or getting them more alcohol. There's freedom for education, freedom for business, freedom for equality. They got beat, whooped, dogs put on them, put in jail. They was peaceful. They're not at the Black Lives Matter now, all this violence and all this. No, they used the peaceful method of love to win freedom. To win freedom. Okay. There were so many people in jail falsely, black people, brother. Now, a lot of people don't like to hear this, but see, here's the thing about truth. Somebody got to get mad and get angry at the real truth, the reality. There are so many black people framed in jail that just coming out right now in Illinois. They're proving that these people have been in 20 and 25 years and they're being was framed and was unjust and just coming out. See, all this is getting your freedom. You think a just and if your son was in jail for 30 years, or your daughter, and they were framed, you'd be wanting them to have justice and freedom, right?
Amen.
It would mean a lot to you. So God raises up lawyers, judicial people to fight for people who've been framed and injustice done to them. These are the works of God. I know a lot of people, the only works of God is when you're shouting in church and talking about Jesus. Oh, that's a lot of stuff you don't know. People don't understand about the working of God. That's a lot of things people we don't know. We just got one side of it. We think just the only side that we see is the only thing where God is working. Now, the devil is working too. I can think about the devil is working in the earth too, in every area of life, every area. He's working in every area, from the White House to the street house. He's working. You can see the devil.
Amen.
Now, I thought to recognize
brother, you're kind of talking real low.
Okay.
All right, got you now.
You got me? You got me now?
Yeah, got you now.
Freedom right.
I can hear you clear.
Freedom, justice. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you clear.
I thank God for all those people who died for fighting for social, political, government, voting rights, business rights, job rights, home rights, educational rights, for having the liberty and freedom and equality for all. Just to vote. You could get shot in Mississippi 30, 40 years ago. Brother, in Mississippi and in all these states, you know, I lived in Mississippi. So ain't nobody going to tell me because I lived there. Okay?
Yeah.
And here, I live in a real world. I don't live in a make-believe world. We're not in heaven yet. And they let you know you're not in heaven. You get that, brother, right? They let you know the kingdom of heaven has not filled the earth. The kingdom of the devil is still working in this earth, brother. Amen. Do you get it?
Amen.
Can you?
Amen.
You see why the gospel plays a major role in the freedom of man. The gospel of Christ plays a major role in bringing about major permanent change. So they all fit together. Hallelujah. That was a woman in Mississippi. During the 60s, a woman minister, they killed her just for Trump. She was urging blacks to vote. Her name was Reverend. Then Dr. Lee, Mississippi minister, they killed him because he was pressing the black people to vote. And the woman minister, they killed her, fighting for freedom and right to vote. And I got to mention these heroes because I don't want our children to forget this, how their freedom was paid for. The educational freedom. Okay. Now, thank God. Praise the name of Jesus. Freedom fighter, justice, freedom and liberty fighter, social freedom, political freedom, institution, educational freedom, voting right. I'm encouraging everyone to vote.
I don't have time to explain a lot of things about the importance of what the Bible says about putting the right person in the right office, because the Bible is full of that. If you got a wicked person in office, if you don't believe that putting the right somebody pushing over. Just look through the Bible when they had them wicked, ungodly kings and rulers over there. See what happened. They would see what happened. When they had a wicked Manasseh and Ahab and Jezebel and all the scribes, them unjust, wicked, ungodly rulers over there, taxing them all them taxes and burdens. And you would think it's right. Oh, it don't make no difference. Who's in there? Okay. It don't make no difference, huh? Okay, we're going to put Hitler over you. We're going to put Mussolini over you so it don't make no difference, right? Okay. All right. We go. Listen, brother. The Arkansas nine girls who was the first girl to segregate that school in Arkansas, and we are in America. And you don't think freedom and equality don't mean nothing. Those people had to fight just to go to a school that was already given to them by the Constitution. But in Arkansas in the South says no.
And nine girls was chosen to break that barrier in Arkansas. And the governor stood on the court and defied the law of justice and freedom and said, no blacks are going here. Okay. I know. These freedoms had to be fought for. These liberties had to be won with blood, torture.
When we look, Martin Luther King did it the right way in love. Them dogs was biting those people. Dogs. They saw it around the world, beating them people, men and women, beating them. It's so-called police in the South, Jim Crow, had to be broken. That demon, that's a demon called Jim Crow, brother. That's a demon called racist, Jim Crow. That's a demon.
Yeah.
My name is Brother Lee. My name is Brother Lee. I want you to know this is Brother Lee. So throw the bricks at me. Don't hit my brother. My name is Brother Lee.
Okay. All right.
The second thing before we get into binding and loosing.
Brother, you gone down real low again.
Is the devil messing with me or this phone messing with me? What is it, brother? Is it my phone or the devil? Which
probably
one?
Both of them. Probably both of them.
That devil team me?
Yeah,
okay, let me know. Because he must don't want me to say these things.
Yeah, he gave Brother Ronnie a few interference in the past broadcast, cutting his dropping his phone and all that. So, yeah.
Yep. Devil, the Lord bind you and rebuke you. I rebuke you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, I want to serve a high note and a high alert to all the women and mothers to aware of this. Be conscious of this. Arm your children. Not only the Christians anoint your children, pray for your children often before they go to school. But teach them and arm them with wisdom as faith and prayer. Arm your children now, because I'm telling you, you got to be alert. And everywhere you go now, they are snatching children, kidnapping children and women, young women, all over the United States, snatching them, kidnapping them. And they cap it, and you got to teach your children when they go to malls, your girls, go in two, go in three. Teach your girls when they go into where school, going to the little, especially to these parties they go to. Hallelujah. Not to be drinking stuff and trying stuff, trying to be like everybody. Well, give me a little sip of that, and you wind up in Hong Kong somewhere.
Yeah.
Sex traffickers are snatching children all over America. They're missing. And they're sex trafficking, and you don't see them anymore because they go out of this country, they sold for sex trafficking. Then they sell them for body parts because now they're looking for organs, paying body parts now, a high priest, and they use them. When all these children you see that are missing, they've been sold into sex trafficking for body parts and into witchcraft. Did you get that?
Amen.
So, mothers, you better train your children. And when you're out, you better watch and pray. When you go to these malls where they get snatched and don't know where the children, 10 years old, where is she at? She went out, never came back. 9 years old, they're snatching these children. You got to anoint your children. And you got to teach them how to watch and pray and how the blood of Jesus must cover them in their life and their going. And keep them, telling them, don't follow no one. Out to no party or to no jump. You got to train your children. You got to teach them to deliver them from the evil in America. So many children get snatched, go to the mall. Oh, they went shopping to the mall. You better watch. You better go in two and two. And you better go in three. And you better watch who you're going with, who your friends are. You be missing. Don't nobody know where you at. They're kidnapping young women now. You go to the mall, you better watch and pray. You better tell your children, get off of that phone. They don't know where they're walking down the street. They got the phone and the earplugs. They don't know whether a tornado could be coming. Did you get that?
Amen.
And I'm putting the children, tell their mother, they better warn, they better watch for their children. Hallelujah. They better pray and anoint them and teach them how not to fall into the hands of the enemy. Teach them to watch and pray. If you haven't given them some mace or whatever you will give them, you better learn how to use that mace. If they ain't got enough faith, then you better give them that mace or something to work with. And I just want to warn and the women, whenever you're going somewhere by yourself, you better be wise. I said, women, whenever you're going someplace, if you don't know Jesus in the power of his divine protection and the sword of the Lord, you better have something else. You better have something else. Now, I'm not against people having legal weapons, even though I can't say that's the ultimate protection, but I can't speak against that you protecting your home or your life. I can't speak against that. But your greatest weapon is the weapon of God in Christ. The sword of the Lord, the blood, the promise of God confronting the divine deliverance and protection. You're going to have to walk in divine protection because it's going to get very horrendous in the earth. I'm telling you, brother, it's about to break. These people are going nutty. They got demons that are snatching people, demon men and women. So I'm just giving a high alert. Now, this is so fearful. Yeah, I'm trying to make you fearful, for you need to be watchful and careful and teach your children. At least you'll be crying and moaning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I was walking down the street in broad daylight. This guy, and usually I'm very watchful and careful when I'm walking. I'm very mindful and careful with prayer, alert, brother. Can you hear me?
Amen.
I'm usually very alert, and prayer keeps you alert and aware. Prayer and your mind on Jesus keep you alert and aware, thinking on Jesus, singing on Jesus, praying in Jesus, keep you spiritually alert of things and aware and conscious of things. The other day I was walking down the street, my car in the shop, in broad daylight about 10 o'clock. This guy was running and he was on me that quick. And as I heard the steps, he was right on me in his broad daylight. And he went past me that quick. I mean, he was quick. When he got halfway, I said, how did he get up on me so quick? And as he was running down the street, he turned back, and he looked at me, and he gave me this wink in his hand. I said, wow. I says, he was on me in broad daylight. I don't know where that quick he got so quick. You better have the mind of Christ. Better have the mind of Christ. You better be vigilant. And if you're not looking to Christ, you better give your kids some mace or pen or something. Something to protect them. All right. Okay, brother. I thought I'd bring that up to all the women and to all the sons and daughters. We're living in very dangerous, perilous times. Okay. But Jesus has promised. Now, to those that are trusting in the gospel and trusting in the Lamb of God, they have an assurance. They could have a double, what I call a double insurance and a double guarantee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is things you must release upon your life when you step out of your house. If you don't, you need to release things upon your life and your children. Hallelujah.
Bless. Amen.
All right, Brother Nate, you want to say a few things before I turn to the women?
Brother, I want to also say this, along with the warning that you've given, the word standard. I want to say to the people of God today that you better make sure that your standard is the standard of Jesus Christ. I need to say this, glory, because if you're not rooted in his standard, and once again, this doesn't matter what church you're in. I want to make that clear.
Yep.
Because you got so many people, well, I'm in such and such a church, but it's not going to matter what church you're in. It's going to matter if you're rooted in the standard. That just comes to me, that the inable who that about she. The set standard, okay, if you're not rooted in the standard, you're going to be carried by every wind and doctrine. Now, some of y'all, they say, Brother Nate, you speaking a curse. You can call it what you want to call it. I'm telling you from what the Lord been letting me see. And many of these people who saying, I'm in this place and that place and this place, notice that you got, if you look at the churches, you got chaos everywhere. I do mean everywhere. You got some kind of chaos in the church everywhere. We got chaos in the Church of Christ the Lives Mess. You got chaos everywhere.
Yep. Yeah.
But the thing that is most sure is the standard
of Christ.
And if you are not rooted on that standard,
hallelujah.
The man that was built was found, his house was founded on the rock. The Bible said he dig deep. That's what he did. He dig deep. So what? So he can get rooted.
Yep.
He dig deep. Okay?
Yep.
Some of you want to be on this surface studying. You want 2 minutes of studying, 1 minute of prayer, and God's supposed to protect you the whole rest of the day. And you think that's going to get it. But you're going to see many that's going to fall because they're not rooted in the standard of Jesus Christ. That's what I wanted to say, brother.
I thank you 100% right, brother, because I've been on being rooted and Ephesians deep, and the depths of Christ, commitment, dedication, submission, and yielding to Christ daily. Oh, we don't get there, brother. See, this coronavirus has just revealed a lot.
Oh,
you think?
Mm-hmm.
This coronavirus, and I'm talking about
that.
Huh?
I'm with you 100% on that,
This coronavirus was allowed. And I stated the 3 or 4 reasons I told you months back why this coronavirus was allowed. And I'm not going to get into it. It was permitted, and it exposes in 4 areas. But I'm going to just say it exposes the vulnerability in the areas of Christians and all other religions. But especially the people that name the name of Christ and the body of Christ. But all religions is going to expose them too. I was looking at the coronavirus, when it first came out, it hit in Rome, the head of the Catholic Church. It was ravaging in the Rome so much they had to, the Pope and the bishop was shutting their doors. And now I'm not going to get into that today. And then it hit in Italy and Rome, just ravaging. Now, they're supposed to be the head of the Christian world. That's what they said, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Then it hit in Islam over there. They was trying to keep it a secret. See, hitting all these false gods, too.
Amen.
And exposing them. But we cannot be walking in the shadow places. We got to be in the depths of Christ. I mean, in the depths of, hallelujah, to the standard of the Lord Jesus. Oh, I'm in this church. I'm in this religion. Okay, if that's what you want to pin on, you go ahead. I ain't going to argue with you. I'm not going to fight with you. None of that. I'm talking about the gospel. I'm talking about the power of the gospel and the life of Christ and the life of Christ. All right, we don't have our times. It's time for binding and loosing. We read some things about it's time to declare war against the devil's war. And God has not given us, not plan or purpose, any defeat for our lives. Do you know in the Bible it says that the Lord has not planned any defeats for his people? When Israel was defeated, it wasn't the Lord's fault. When they were defeated, brother, when they followed the Jehovah's instruction and heed the prophets, they won every battle, every battle. When Joshua and Moses and Caleb, when they heeded and walked according to his standard and his word and his testimony, they won every battle. But when they did not heed, they did not heed the standard, the testimony, the statute, and his commandment, they lost.
Yeah.
They were scattered. But when they heeded what Yahweh said to them, he said, I'll go and battle with you and you will win. And they won every battle. Because he has not designed that we lose any battle. He has designed that we should fail in anything. But when our failures do come, it's because we have not heeded sufficiently. Hallelujah. And has not been led. And has not been established and rooted. Because the wind is begun to blow, brother. And these other people, these prosperity people, don't want to hear this. These good time people, everything going to be good. These preachers telling you everything going to be good. You okay, I'm not going to. You want to believe that? Go ahead. But they not tell you how it's going to be good. How you going to make it good? Okay. Well, God is in charge of everything. Well, Brother Lane, I hear that so much. God is in charge of everything. Don't worry about us. That statement is so manipulative, deceiving. I know. People don't mean to deceive nobody. They're not trying to deceive anybody. But that statement in itself, how they apply it, is deceiving. I'll say it again. It's deceiving. And it's not rooted rightly in truth. God is in charge of everything. You ain't got to worry about nothing. God is in charge of everything. That ain't true.
Man.
That's not scriptural. Okay. I just got another rock thrown in my window, brother. Did you hear that? You didn't hear that, Brett? Okay. Okay. Well, Brother Nate, he lives in Durant. Throw some of the bricks his way, okay?
Well, I tell you what, brother, what me and Brother Robert will be coming out with soon, you wouldn't have to worry about that. But praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Okay. Okay. The bricks won't do no good. But if you want to throw some bricks, throw some gold bricks. I try to pawn them off so we can take the gospel. If you want to throw some gold or silver bricks, it's okay. It's all right. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. All right. Hallelujah. Okay. Time for binding and loosing. Why do you think this binding and loosing is so important during this time, brother, before we turn it over to the sisters?
It's why it's so important in this time, because we have to exercise our power in the authority rather given us in Jesus Christ against the enemy. That the enemy is having the people of God bound down, and it is not the will of God for his people to be bound. So this is an important hour for the gospel, especially to be carried on, that we exercise this binding and loose.
Do you know that one righteous man and prophet named Daniel was interceding for the whole nation of Israel? That's how powerful the anointed chosen intercessor is. This man was a prophet and seer and intercessor, Daniel. And he was interceding for the whole nation. Not just one. He stood in the gap for the whole nation of Israel. That's how powerful and important the chosen anointed intercessor is in that day and in this day. Hallelujah. Now, the prayer warrior. Thank you, Jesus. As he interceded and fasted and humbled himself with much prayer for many days, for 21 days on his fast of interceding and standing in the gap for Israel, he had to deal with principalities and powers, demonic princes and power who withstood him while he was interceding. When you are warring in the spirit and interceding, you are warring not against flesh and blood. You're warring against principalities and powers over nations, over community, over cities, over homes, and over lives. That's why the intercessors in Christ is so important. So important. So valuable. That's why he said in Ezekiel, what did he say? Read this before we turn it over to. He said in Ezekiel, 22? Ezekiel 22 and verse 28 to 29 and 30.
Yeah, Ezekiel 22.
What is it?
Yeah, that's right. Ezekiel chapter 22, and we're looking at verse 29 through 31. The word of God said, "The people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery and have vexed the poor and needy. Yea, they have opposed the stranger wrongfully. And I saw for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Therefore have I poured out my indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their heads, say the Lord God."
America is still standing because of the righteous few and the intercessors. Gotta say it again. There's a righteous remnant few and the dedicated, committed intercessors who are standing in the gap in America. That's why that's what's holding back this stuff off of America. But it ain't gonna be because the Lord is about to release something after this coronavirus. But I'm not gonna get in there today what he's about to release. He told me in 2020. About 2020, I talked about it in 2018 and 19, about the year 2020, and almost at the end of 2020, I saw between September and August, I saw about the end of it, what was some things that was got to take place in 2020. It was a pivotal nation, pivotal time. Now, I sought for a man, and it can be a woman too, or a group. That's why this assembly, this little small assembly, we got to start it out. We're very small. It don't make any difference. We have to obey and call, the messenger angel said, what did he tell us to call five times? And the angel's messenger spoken to us about what? Call a Solomon assembly.
Right.
And do what?
Cry mightily.
And cry. Cry mightily. Don't forget that underline. Not just to call it a solemn assembly, but to look at the most important part. Cry mighty until mightily. That's the part we got to kill, to cry mightily.
Ooh, somebody get upset, brother, when you say that cry mighty. Do you think anybody getting upset?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I leave that up to you. You have to deal with that. Okay, don't.
Oh, okay.
Not me. All right, where are our warriors and our dear sister beloveds at?
Oh, I'll give them a minute. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to give
okay.
them a minute.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Do you have a? You don't have a pump in your pump? Do you? You drink regular water, Miss Emma. You don't have a pump system, do you?
No, I buy my water. I drinking water, I buy it. I don't drink it out of the fountain, you know.
Okay. Well, a pump is going to be very important in pump water. It's going to be very important. Well water and pump system, it's going to be very, very important. And anyway, hallelujah. They was talking about that Missouri is one of the few places in America that has clean and pure water in its system, one of the few. So do you know that we are in America, in many places, our water system is polluted and we're drinking a lot of polluted water?
Right.
Now, don't worry about it. They tell you that it's all in God's charge. Don't worry about what you drink, right?
Yeah.
Don't worry about what you eat or what you drink or what nothing. God is in charge. Don't worry about it. Is that right?
Amen.
Okay. Don't worry about it, brother. They forgot to put that part in the airplane. You got on the airplane, but don't worry about it. It's all good. They didn't fix that car right, and the transmission about to fall off. But don't worry about it. God is in charge of all that sugar you're putting in your body. Right? He's in charge. Is that right? Okay. What about all that, the alcohol and drugs and cigarettes and all that? Man, well, don't worry about it. It's all good. Don't worry about it. He's in charge.
You find out sooner or later.
What about all the people that they robbing, hitting the head and raping? He's in charge of all that too?
Wow. Oh, sir.
I just ask it. In fact,
one of our sisters going to join us now, brother. God bless you, Sister Anderson.
God bless you, brothers. God bless you.
God bless you. We were just sharing some stuff with people, talking about
Amen.
The goodness of God and the thoughts of about things that people need to be aware of.
Amen. I was listening, and I totally agree there need to be a solemn assembly. I mean, there's a great need.
No. You left out something, sister. You left out a part. I just want to bring. Yeah, you see, most people, the messenger talks about a solemn assembly, and people do often have a solemn assembly. But the part that is most important that people don't forget, it's not just a solemn assembly, but it's the part where we enter into what he said, cry mightily until. That's the part we're missing. Cry mightily after you call the solemn assembly. There's something you must do specifically that I'm calling. Oh, I just thought, go ahead, brother. I just want to, you know.
Oh, no, I totally agree. We are on our way home, and we're still about 99 miles, according to our navigator, out from home. But I was listening. I was listening to the word, and I thank God for it, and I totally agree it is really needed, really, really needed.
As we go along, Timothy said perilous times will definitely overtake, and perilous times are here, and they're emanating around the world. So, and we see chaotic and confusion and war and famine. It's about to overtake America. And America is so divided. And in every area, they're divided. And this is just what the devil wanted. And like I tell people, the devil want us fighting the wrong war.
Yeah.
He have us fighting one another, fighting flesh and blood, and not really focus on fighting him.
Mm-hmm.
So, it, you know, he got this chaos between people, and everywhere you go, you see people are in strife, contention, fighting one another. If you don't notice, most of the places where you go, a lot of places, whether it's home, business, or any area, there is contention and strife, or bickering, or hostility, or something. Something going on in that area. That means Satan is getting his strategy working to keep people divided and fighting against one another. And so we are in a really dangerous place, and we who see the danger need to start doing something to divert the danger.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
And fellow to Brother Addison, he's driving, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, say hello to him.
I
don't want to stop the man from driving now, because, you know, Brother Clark, I used to ride with him. I didn't like to ride with Brother Clark. Brother Clark be driving, and he be talking, but he want to turn his head all the way around while he's talking. And I couldn't talk. No, because he want to look, turn his head. Oh, yeah, and he head all. I said, oh, no, I can't talk. I got to quit talking. No, quit talking. We'll be over in the ditch. He just had a habit of doing that. He just be driving and turn his head all the way down. His brother doing. Ain't no angel driving the car.
Amen.
Oh, what? Oh Lord!
I mean, I don't go to sleep when I'm with certain people when I'm driving. No, it's very few people I go to sleep on. It's a few people I go to sleep on when I'm driving. Mm-mm. I pray when I'm on a plane, the train, ride I got back here 2 years ago. They had a storm. I was coming back from Kansas through Kansas City, and they had a storm on the train. And we got in the midst of the storm, and that storm hit this train, and the train had to stop in the midst of it. We were right over there by the river. Now, why this train, the storm got to be right here by this river over here now. You know. And one thing about people, you know how to get real quick. When things happen, you know how to get real.
Yeah.
Nobody had to tell you how to get real. When they had that storm in Chicago, Friday, I was at the meat place, and I was on the bus, and they said the storm is coming. So I'm in there buying some meat on the Ashland Avenue there at 40, and before I could get out, in the next 5 minutes, that storm came up like zoom. And they had to pull the windows, the meat place had to pull the blind things down. That wind hit so strong, it said, zoom. And that's how quick it coming.
Mm. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Oh, hallelujah. Well, okay then, sister, I'll let you. I took up your time, so I have to apologize some other time.
No,
God bless you, Sister Helen. How you doing?
God bless. Amen.
God bless you, sister.
God bless you.
Hello, sister. Did you check with the auction or whatever they call it?
Oh, I checked. I had the thing.
Okay.
Yeah, we have to do it online this time.
Oh, you do.
Okay. Have to do it online. I'm going to go over there next week and let her show me everything I need to do. You know, go ahead on and help me do it while I'm over there.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Is that any place that you all want to target today or any way you choose to go? We just got about, maybe 10 minutes left. And is there any particular place that you're in your heart that we need to target today, or any two places, or three places, or one place?
Okay, Yeah, the young lady, Shawana, that be's on the line with us every night in prayer, they had a tragedy this morning in their family, you know, where her mother's sister, her husband, killed her, and then her son, he turned around and he shot the dad, and then later on the dad passed away. The young lady that be on the prayer with us at night.
Yeah. Where does she live at?
They live here in Durant.
Oh, in Durant.
Mm-hmm. They live in Durant.
Wow. Yeah, that's quite a tragedy. Quite
it
a tragedy.
Is
there any other place we need to, you want, Sister Anderson, any place we need to target?
Yes, sir. Missouri.
Amen.
Missouri.
Amen.
You know, I'm gonna say this. I'm saying it with real intent of heart that the Lord have laid, about 8 people on my heart to pray for. You know, and I have already started praying for them. And
okay,
these people are Richard and Russell Johnson. Paul, James Parker, and Ernest Ice, and Norma Lyles, and Larry Garcia Williams.
Oh, okay.
And the Lord laid them on my heart to, you know, really call out for these men, and he really has shown me some things regarding them. And I'm lifting them up before the Lord. Yep.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Okay, well.
Yes.
You all utilize what the Holy Lord. Go ahead.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Jesus, Lord Jesus. Yes.
Hallelujah. Father, we are thankful for this opportunity as the sisters come in agreement.
Yes.
We have been speaking about binding and loosing.
Yes, yes.
And declaring war against the devil, war. We're warring against your people. And that our battle is not flesh and blood. And we're engaging in a war. A war about two kingdoms.
Yes,
spiritual war.
Jesus.
And so you have commanded us to rise up and fight. You commanded us to be aggressive.
Yes, Lord.
You commanded us to take our stand on the rock
for
your salvation.
Yes.
You commanded us to move forward with the sword of the Spirit and the word of God and the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness and the shield of faith and girded about with truth and the gospel of peace and power and the blood of Jesus and the angel of deliverance. You commanded us to win, to conquer. Now, people who are suffering, their names are called, so, Lord, you know it. You know it's how. You know how, and only you know how. Only you can intervene, and you can work a miracle out of that, Shawana. Only you can work a miracle and reverse that, and bring a good even out of evil.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, these brethren that she brought up, Sister Anderson, we bind the adversary, the wicked one, the evil one, over their lives, over their destiny, over their lives, their homes, and their thinking. And Lord Jesus, the influence of evil, the influence over their, the influence we break over their minds.
Yes, Jesus.
And we rebuke the curse. We break the curse.
break the curse, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus.
We break the curse over their minds, will, and lie. We bind and break the curse of the wicked one, the evil influence, the evil influence of Satan, the curse of deception, tradition, and man's way. Break the curse of Joseph Smith and the curse of Mormonism that affects today.
Break the curse.
We break the curse. And break the curse in Jesus' name. We bind the strong man that divides. The enemy that divides with strife, contention, bitterness in Jesus' name. Satan rebuke you. Take your hands off their minds, their thinking, their vision, their legacy. The Lord rebuke you. Even Jesus at the right hand of the Father rebuke you. Humble them as you humble us before your cross. Humble them. Humble these men. Humble them before the cross of Jesus. Give us true repentance and broken hearts. Cleanse us from pride. Cleanse us from pride and ego and selfishness and self-righteousness. Deliver us from the grips of the enemy. Bind the strong man, the ruler, in Jesus' name. Release your sword. Release your healing sword and deliverance in Jesus. Release your sword. Release the sword of the Lord. Release the sword of the Lord. Release the sword of the Lord God. Release the sword as of King David. Release. Set them free from our ways, our thinking, our cursed ways of Mormonism. Cursed. Break that cursed Mormonism curse from Joseph Smith and deliver us. And deliver us. And deliver us from this evil cabal of bondage. In the name of Jesus. Curse every sin, every iniquity, every rebellion, in the name of Jesus. Every curse of pride, of racism, of traditionism, and every curse thing, be delivered. Wash us in the blood.
Wash us in your blood, Lord.
Heal and deliver.
Heal and deliver. Yes, Lord.
Heal and deliver.
Heal and deliver.
Yes.
Heal and deliver.
Heal and deliver.
Heal and deliver.
Heal and deliver. Lord Jesus, heal and compassion deliver. Heal and open the eyes of the blind. Open the eyes of blindness.
Open the eyes of blindness.
Lord, heal our president. Heal our vice president. Heal and deliver them. Humble Mr. Trump before you. Humble him before your faith. Humble his wife, his family. Humble the vice president. Humble us.
Humble
us all. Humble us all for your faith. Forgive us for our rebellion and forgive us for our pride and selfishness. Forgive us for our ego. Forgive us in Jesus' name. Forgive us for not loving all men. Forgiving us for not loving and caring. Forgive us not showing compassion. Forgive us for being slothful and negligent. Forgive us.
Yes, Lord.
Forgive us.
Forgive us.
And heal us.
Yes.
And make us whole.
And make us whole.
And make us whole.
Make us whole.
Make us whole.
Make us for real. Make us pure. Make us clean. Sanctify us within and without. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Give new hearts and new spirits. To all of those in Missouri, we pray in the work of the Lord that give new hearts and new spirits in Christ. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Amen and amen.
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 Thank God once again. For another blessed broadcast on this day. Thank God for all you've been listening. It's truly indeed been a blessing on this broadcast. Don't forget tomorrow night, another God's Word to Man broadcast. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. Praise be to God. So, once again, as for Brother Lee and Brother Nate, Sister Anderson, Sister Teague, we love you all. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless. Amen.